Stores Management, Chapter Number 20, Sustainability in Warehouse Management. In recent years, environmental and waste issues have affected all of us, both at home and also at work. A report by World Economic Forum suggests that mainly we humans are responsible for greenhouse emissions, which are affecting the sustainability. At present, humans are putting an estimated 9.5 billion metric tons of carbon into the atmosphere each year by burning fossil fuels like petrol, diesel, and another 1.5 billion through deforestation and other land cover changes. That means we are building roads and this and that. Deforestation means we are cutting forests. So, humans are putting an estimated 9.5 billion metric tons of carbon into the atmosphere by burning fossil fuels and another 1.5 billion through deforestation and other land cover changes. Of this human produced carbon, forests and other vegetation absorb around 3.2 billion metric tons every year, while the ocean absorbs about 2.5 billion metric tons per year. 3.2 plus 2.5, that is about 6.7. So what remains is net 5 billion metric tons of human produced carbon remain in the atmosphere every year. Look, what is the mathematics? 9.5 billion plus 1.5 billion, that is about 11 billion minus 6 billion. So remaining 5 billion metric tons of human produced carbon remains in the atmosphere each year, raising the global average carbon dioxide concentration by 2.3 ppm per year. 2.3 ppm per year. So serious. Now, I will come to our warehousing. Warehousing activities are estimated to contribute up to 11% of total greenhouse gas emissions of logistics sector. This also means companies are under pressure to reduce the environmental and social impact of warehousing activities and are looking to green and sustainable warehousing processes. We have to make our warehouses green and sustainable. Almost all third parties, manufacturers, retailers, and solution providers see sustainability initiatives as a priority. Our one survey says that 76% of the respondents stated that they would look favorably on warehousing that was powered by some form of sustainable energy such as wind energy, solar energy, biomass, or energy from waste. Warehouse energy usage. Whenever we are running our warehouse, we are using energy. But which kind of energy? That I will explain now in the next chart. Following data shows the energy usage in UK within an average sized warehouse of about 15,000 square meters. We are spending warehouse lighting. For warehouse lighting, 65% of the energy, that is maximum energy used in warehouse is for warehouse lighting. And next is space heating, that means space heating of warehouse, gas oil, 12%, domestic hot water gas oil, 7%, office lighting, 6%, vending machines, 3%, space heating, kerosene, 3%, IT, information technology, 2%, battery charging 1%, fans and pumps 1%. We can see that warehouse lighting and space heating takes 65% plus 12%, so much energy usage is in lighting and heating. As can be seen, the main areas of energy use are heating and lighting. This data outlines the key areas and low capital cost actions to reduce energy consumption and CO2e emissions, carbon dioxide e emissions within warehouses. We have to reduce CO2e emissions and we have to reduce energy consumption. Now, ideas on how to reduce the impact on the environment is. First is lighting. Ways to reduce lighting costs are as follows. Introducing energy efficient lighting. Then switching off all non-essential lighting out of business hours. Switching off all non-essential lighting. Everybody will understand and agree with me. Then installing movement sensors, timers, introducing and regularly cleaning skylights and windows to increase the use of natural light, that is solar light. Switching off internal and external lights when daylight is sufficient, and switching off all office lights on exit. Anybody will agree with me for this. So first we have to see impact on the environment we have to reduce. So first we have to attack lighting like this. Then introduce solar panels wherever feasible. Use of alternative energy such as wind turbine, biomass boilers. Use thermostats to reduce heating costs. Introduce switch on times for heating or air conditioning. And switch off well before close of business. Then install time controls on equipment. Use of natural ventilation systems. Cool the warehouse by sunlight reflectors, mobile air handling units, rainwater harvesting, rainwater collection, then recycling, then movement reduction within the warehouse because that consumes energy, car sharing schemes for staff, fuel efficient material handling equipment, plant trees and shrubs. So these are the ideas on how to reduce impact on the environment. Now, in this case, I have two case studies to explain. Srishti Warehouse India is a renowned logistic and warehousing company who achieved the prestigious EDGE Green Building Certification. EDGE Green Building Certification. Leading the way for developments in the region to improve the resource efficiency of built infrastructure. A number of measures enable Srishti Warehouse to achieve these things. So which are these measures? To reduce the operational energy of the building, the developer installed in the exterior walls fitted with insulation as well as natural ventilation, high performance glass and efficient interior and external lighting. Along with these, the project has smart meters for energy and power factor correction for energy savings. They did everything known to them for energy savings. To reduce water consumption, Srishti installed water efficient faucets in the bathrooms, efficient water closets, that is the toilet and urinals. Okay, on the material side, Srishti used modern construction materials such as aluminium clad sandwich panels for the roof, so that solar light, solar energy is insulated, and exterior walls, as well as a timber stud interior wall with plasterboard insulation. So all this they did on material side. This enabled a substantial reduction in the energy embodied in materials, resulting in a lower carbon footprint and a more sustainable building. The results in Srishti speak for themselves. The warehouse was certified as a new building and achieved an impressive 30% energy saving. 30%. 54% water savings and 53% less embodied energy in materials. A very big saving, very big achievement. This means that on average, each year the building will save 295 MWH of energy, 15,524 meter cube of water, and 141 tons of carbon dioxide. Big savings. Another case example. Aegis Logistics Limited is India's leading oil, gas and chemical logistic company. The logistics company has improved efficiency and effectiveness by using reusable container and boxes instead of the paper cartons, has reduced waste and optimized product packaging. First important thing what they did. Then building a green warehouse lead to reduce the overall operating cost. Using the hybrid engine in trucks has reduced carbon emissions and consumed less gas. What is hybrid engine? Diesel engine plus electric engine. In today's highly competitive environment, green logistics issues are gaining high attention. Aegis Logistics studied and analyzed the competitive strategies followed in the green business logistics industry and observed how it affects the green business environment of the company. Now I will speak something about environment and waste. Waste is something which is discarded by the producer or the holder because it is not of any use. So these things are discarded by us, maybe scrap or any other waste. If something is discarded, it will remain as waste until it has gone through recovery operation. Mega cities in India produce tons of waste, literally tons of waste, and its hazardous effects can be seen on the environment. What are the causes for this? First is, definitely all of you know, industrialization. When industries are developed, it causes land pollution. But the running of industries produces tons of waste that in turn causes water pollution. Then, cause number two, inadequate waste treatment. Okay, we are producing waste, but are we treating it properly? Tons of waste is produced in India and it is not treated properly. India still adopts open dumping, burning, incineration as the waste treatment method, which results in, of course, pollution. Then third cause, household products. waste produced from houses are a collection of all type of waste, which include automotive products, skincare products, and many more. This causes waste production in tons. Then food waste. Everybody knows food that doesn't seem fit to eat or which has expired is termed as food waste. Even though food waste doesn't seem to be harmful, it does cause various harmful effects on the environment. Then single-use plastic, SUP, single-use plastic products. These products are used once or for a short period of time before being thrown away. The impacts of this plastic waste on the environment and our health are global and can be drastic. That's dangerous. Next cause is WEEE, that is waste electrical and electronic equipment. This affects everyone, including importers, manufacturers, retailers, and business users. Impact of waste on India. The smoke from the chimneys of the industries emits hazardous amounts of smoke and dust into the air. The industrial waste dumped in the rivers results in the loss of aquatic life. Various landfills are created due to the dumping of garbage, and large areas of land are created to make new landfills in order to dump the same. Waste dumped in areas where, when they are not treated, start smelling, which cause the breeding of mosquitoes. Plastic dumped as waste cannot decompose but increases underground pressure, resulting in earthquakes. Plastic dumped as waste can also be consumed by animals. Collected waste lead to emission of greenhouse gases. Improper waste dumping leads to soil contamination. This contaminated soil cannot be used for growing trees. Plastic that is not decomposed releases a harmful chemical called DEHA. What is? Diethyl hydroxyl amine. Diethyl hydroxyl amine, that is DEHA, which causes immense harm to human health, like liver dysfunction, loss of weight, and hurt reproductive capabilities of a human. Very serious. Diethyl hydroxyl amine. When rainfall occurs, it combines with toxic substances in the air and becomes acidic. This acid rain causes harm to marine life as well as humans. The growth of megacities and overpopulation are obstacles to waste management. So, the fundamental 3 R's should be strictly followed. 3 R's, where the R's stand for reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Recyclable material should be used in order to reduce the amount of waste produced per year. Recyclable material should be used. Second, people should strictly avoid plastic bags, which are extremely harmful to our environment. Until these requirements are met, India will have to suffer from poor waste management. So, 3 R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduction of waste in warehouses. Now I will come to the warehouses. First, product packaging has a significant impact on sustainability of supply chain as a whole. Product packaging. By carefully segregating the waste into cardboard, plastics, and general waste, a packaging company can reduce its waste removal costs by 45% and can recover approximately 30% of its packaging. What all they have to do is carefully segregating waste into cardboard, plastics, and general waste. Then pellets, particularly where the products are lightweight in design, we can use either slip sheets. That means slip sheets are pellets only, but made by paper, corrugated paper and so on, or corrugated trays and corrugated pellets. We can use, instead of pellets, slip sheets, corrugated trays, and corrugated pellets. Not only do they reduce the use of wooden pellets, but also they are lighter, take up less space in a container, and are significantly cheaper, especially when wooden pellets are not returned. That means when wooden pellets are returnable actually, but they are not returned. In that case, what we should do is avoid using wooden pellets and use these things like slip sheets, corrugated trays, corrugated pellets. Then stretch wrap made of plastic. Stretch wrap makes the unit load stable. Yes, but suppliers can end up using excessive stretch wrap to stabilize product on a pallet. The stretch wrap too much they are using. Stretch wrap machines, although a capital purchase, can reduce the usage of wrap. That means instead of doing manually, we can use it by stretch wrap machines and make the unit load more stable. Then cartons, wherever possible, cartons should be reused. Once used carton should be reused. The replacement of cardboard packaging with plastic totes is also possible. Plastic totes, cartons, you reuse. Then product waste. Poor stock rotation can lead to waste with out-of-date items. First-in, first-out systems must be applied to minimize the out-of-life stock. Waste disposal. If packaging cannot be reused, look to reduce disposal cost by segregating the waste correctly and wherever feasible, selling it to waste recyclers or reprocessors. Then, most important thing, hazardous waste. Hazardous waste we have to dispose. Something is hazardous if it is dangerous to people, animals, or the environment. It can be disposed of as follows. Chemical treatment. For example, neutralization, precipitation, ion exchange, reduction, or oxidation. That is chemical treatment. Second is thermal treatment. For example, incineration, but it creates pollution. Then biological treatment, that is land farming. Physical treatment, solidification, flotation, sedimentation, evaporation or filtration. So, hazardous waste disposal can be done by four methods: chemical treatment, thermal treatment, biological treatment, physical treatment. Forklift trucks. Electric lift trucks are superior to internal combustion engine models. When it comes to environment, definitely, because pollution is less, where indoor air quality is improved by eliminating internal combustion exhaust, Toyota has introduced a Genio hybrid truck, which is expected to cut carbon dioxide emissions and fuel consumption by 50%. while delivering operational performance of an equivalent diesel-powered forklift. So we should actually go for electric forklift trucks. Thank you.